Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at the new Howie Mandel Comedy Club at the Hard Rock Casino in Atlantic City from the 4th through the 6th, and tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. It is a pity that we can't see him in person because he's such a pretty person to begin with. Ladies and gentlemen, the very funny Jimmy Pardo is on the line.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I am fine. How are you, sir?
Well, I agree. I'm sickened that I can't be there with you guys. We have to do this via the telephone.
Yeah, well, that's okay. We get the joy of knowing that you actually got up at a time of the day that we're already been up for 3 or 4 hours.
Somehow I'm jet-lagged and I haven't gone anywhere. I still have that same feeling. I'm trying to get through it like anybody else, John.
As a kid growing up in Chicago, did you have to or were you in love with all of those Chicago bands? Like, Chicago?
I mean, just by coincidence, Chicago is my favorite band. I think it's because my dad liked them, and I grew up listening to them. It was, you know, the second concert I ever saw was Chicago. My first was Kiss, because I think legally every kid in the 70s has to see Kiss first. I do like Styx. I like REO Speedwagon. I'm still a big fan of the classic rock, and that was my bag growing up.
He says that like an old man. You know, like,
oh, yeah.
I'm still a big fan of the classic rock.
I know. I threw the word "the" in there. I'm glad you called me out on it because I felt like an a-hole saying it.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have autocorrect in speech.
I wish you did. A, maybe it would have fixed me, or B, it would have made me just go more irate because it seems to be the same three words that give me trouble, none of which I can say on the air.
Okay.
Because my phone doesn't think those are real words. But I've just figured out. I just figured out how to do one that rhymes with duck.
So every time you write the not word duck on your phone, it corrects it to what?
Well, it corrects it to duck. Believe it or not.
Ducking.
I actually did it yesterday. Right. I wrote that word and it came up ducking.
Now, here's the downside. If you want to write ducking, you're screwed.
Which you never do.
Right? If you want to say, hey, let's go ducking on Saturday to your buddy, you might be having a different activity. I'm having a John DeBella moment, apparently, because not only did I watch that documentary, I just listened to the interview you had with Steve Perry the other day.
Oh, okay. Did you like it?
I did. Listen, he's one of my heroes. There's no better voice in rock and roll, and I'm glad that he's back, even if he sounds older and people want to critique him. I don't care. Be grateful that man's singing again, and we get to hear it.
I want to hop back to you going to the Kiss show for the first time, for your first concert. How exactly did that go down, particularly the telling your mom that is exactly what your dad was about to do?
It was me, my brother, my stepbrother, and then we had a fourth ticket, and my stepdad didn't want to go, so my mom said, well, you know what? I'll bring the boys. And, and here's the weird part. I thought it was crazy for years, but the truth was it was 1979, so I was 13. I was 12. I hadn't even turned 13 yet. I was 12 years old, which means my mom, who was only 20 years older than me, was 32.
Wow.
And
okay.
One would go, you brought your mom? But you think about it, it's like, I've been to see Kiss maybe 10 times since I was 32.
Were you part of the Kiss Army?
I was part of the Kiss Army, but as a lot of people know this, I am no longer with the Army. I'm AWOL. Right now, there's a 57-year-old man dressed like a kitty cat roaming the streets looking for me.
And you mentioned your love of sports. You threw out a pitch at a White Sox game?
Yeah.
And we saw a picture of you throwing out that pitch. Was that in a White Sox game, or was that at a performance of Peter Pan?
Okay, now listen, that's cute, because we're on a telephone, and I can't punch you in the face. So you bring that topic up this way. Look, here's what happened with that thing. So I was the luckiest man in the world for a morning. Growing up in Chicago, I wanted to do two things. I either wanted to play for the Chicago White Sox, or the comedy dream, host the Tonight Show.
Okay.
So there I am in Chicago. We're doing a week of shows for Conan, and I get to represent Conan by throwing out the first pitch at a White Sox game. So, please welcome from Conan, Chicago's own Jimmy Pardo. And here's a stadium full of people cheering that I'm going out there to do this. And
right.
I throw the first pitch. It was actually a pretty decent pitch. It was just a little bit inside if you were a left-handed batter.
Okay.
And I'm on cloud nine. And the next day, I wake up, and I've got a gazillion text messages saying, hey, nice job throwing out that pitch. I'm like, why are people making fun of me for this? This was a great day. And then finally somebody said, hey, go get the Chicago Sun-Times. I'm in a hotel room, and I run down to the coffee shop, whatever, they had the newspaper. And there it is on the back page of the Chicago Sun-Times, the entire back page, a picture of me, again, looking like I'm finishing up a number from Swan Lake. It's the worst picture ever. I it was like an 80s movie. I go around the neighborhood buying every newspaper there is so nobody else sees it. But at the end of the day, you know, if you look at that picture, if you put a baseball glove on one of the on my backhand, it would look normal. The fact that I don't have any glove on, it looks insane.
Yeah. Well, if you put shorts on you, it would look like Richard Simmons.
That's hurtful. He's a nice man. I don't know what to say to that. I actually met Richard Simmons once. And he was not very nice to me. That's my one story.
I finished every pitch like Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds also.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay.
Jimmy Pardo is going to be appearing at the Howie Mandel Comedy Club at the Hard Rock Casino in Atlantic City on Tuesday the 4th through Thursday the 6th, and tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. Please make sure that you come through at a time where you actually could show up in the studio. We love having you here.
Again, it infuriates me that I can't be there, but I appreciate you guys having me on. It was great talking to you. And, John, again, it was great hearing that interview with Steve Perry and seeing you in that documentary. It was nice to see a friendly face pop up.
The amount of attention I've gotten from that film, the first time I saw my face pop up, it scared the living daylights out of me because if they would have gotten the camera any closer, we would have been able to count nose hairs.
It was a little tight, wasn't it?
It was a little tight. Well, thank you so much, dude. You take care.
You too. Thanks, guys.